Welcome to Freedom on Purpose with Minister Betty Jones. The heart of this program is to equip the body of Christ to walk in freedom through the power of deliverance. And now, here is Minister Betty Jones.
You know, when looking at Scripture, it says it's impossible to please God without faith. Well, faith is a world of no limits. I want to repeat that. Faith is a world of no limits. We used to sing this old song, Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Well, let me tell you, faith gets Jesus on the line. It's impossible to please God without faith. Trusting him. You know, everything answers to faith. Everything does. And faith answers to God. Jesus said, when I come back, will I find faith? Faith is the most potent force in all the universe. Faith drives out sickness, drives out a demon, drives out mental torment. Faith moves a mountain. Faith is the key to everything in the kingdom. When we pay our tithes to God, and God doesn't need our money. When we pay our tithes to the storehouse, I mean, there is an economic system that God has. And we pay our 10% under the storehouse. We tithe by faith and obedience. We're giving the Lord his portion. And then we have offerings above that. And then we give alms to the poor. And then we give supernatural offerings, give a house away, give a car away. You know, it's important that everything we do by faith. In Acts 6, verse 7, Scripture says, and the word of God increased. Wow, what a truth right there. The word of God increased. So you say that over yourself every day. The word of God is increasing in my life. And the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly. And a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. The word of God multiplied, and the number of the disciples multiplied. How did it multiply? Faith. They were operating in faith. The word of God increased, and disciples multiplied. Ministry, multiplication in ministry comes by faith, by believing God, by being obedient to the heavenly assignment. Any assignment that doesn't require faith, I think it's headed for a crash. Any assignment that does not require faith, anything God tells you to do or to pray, it'll require faith. We must walk in faith, speak in faith. You know, it takes the hand of God to deliver your assignment. In order for us to walk out our heavenly assignment, it took faith. It takes faith. It took faith for Paul to fulfill his heavenly calling. We have a heavenly calling. God will tell you what your specific assignment is. Maybe there's a geographical assignment. Maybe God wants you to move from point A to point B. It takes the hand of God to deliver your assignment and the faith of God to drive the vision. Faith will drive the vision that God gives you. God tells you to plant a church. God will provide for the vision he's called you to do, the assignment. Vision defines your mission. I ask people, well, what is your vision for this ministry? And they, well, to win the lost. Well, yeah, that's the Great Commission, but what is the specific vision? What has God called you to do in this arena? What has God called you to do? You're going to do it by faith, but you've got to be able to understand what the Lord has asked you to do. I mean, that is a first. The anointing is in the instruction. So you have to hear the word of the Lord. You know, when Paul was going to go to Bithynia and Lystra, and then all of a sudden he had the dream of the Macedonian man waving his hands, come over here and help. Well, Paul was fixing to go here, and then he was going to go there, and the Holy Ghost said, no, your assignment is Macedonia. It's important we know our geographical assignment. Your geographical assignments can change. They don't always remain the same. God could move you. He told Abraham, go on, leave. And Abraham obeyed. All but Lot went with him. But faith is a profession. You can listen to somebody talk and tell whether they're in faith or not. Hebrews 10:23 says, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. There is a holding fast of endurance. Faith and patience go together. You see something in the Word of God, like I am the healed of the Lord. Sickness has attacked your body, and you're holding fast the profession of faith. You're holding fast the living Word of God. Know my inheritance is healing, health, wholeness, and soundness of mind. Devil, take your hands off my body. Take your hands off my heart. Take your hands off my organs. Take your hands off my mind. Profession. Let me give you the definition of profession. Manifesting demonstration. It's taking spiritual responsibility. You know, faith demonstrates. Faith looks like something, it sounds like something, and it does something. Faith is not cheap talk. Faith is not cheap. Because you're holding God responsible and accountable to his word. God, you said in Isaiah 53:5, you said in Matthew 8:17, you said in 1 Peter 2:24, that by his stripes I was healed. And if I was healed, I am healed. His sickness get off my body. I don't care what the doctor's report is. I don't care what my body's telling me in symptoms. In the name of Jesus, I am the healed of the Lord. And go into fasting and prayer and get that thing off you. Peel it off of you like you do an onion. Peel it off by faith. Faith is not cheap talk. Faith is reminding God of his word. And God, your word is true. It's yes and amen. It's my promise. You made a covenant with me. You desire me to prosper, be in health and wholeness. Don't believe the lie that just because you age, we're all aging. But Caleb said, 85, said, I'm as strong today as I was when I was 40. Give me my mountain. So faith works any day, any time, anywhere. Faith works. Faith has an action to it. Hebrews 6:12 says, be not slothful. Wow, that's a word, isn't it? Be not slothful. Don't be lazy. But followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Faith and patience. You have to add to your faith patience. Endurance. Don't give up. Don't give in. In the name of Jesus, when you're praying for your children, we don't give up. We don't give in. That our children will serve God and love God. They'll be awakened unto God. They will come back unto the path of God. I call all of my children home unto the Lord. You know, we go from revelation to revelation. We hear it, then we do it. We hear it, then we do it. We hear what the Lord says, then we do it. It says to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. We hear it, we do it. Faith has only one source, and it is the Word of God. It is the Word of God. How does faith increase? By the Word of God. Authentic faith. What does that look like? You're not in mental ascent. You're in authentic faith. You are going to have patience. You're going to have dedication. You're not going to give up or give in. You're going to have a corresponding action. You're going to have joy. You're going to have peace. Faith is speaking out your mouth, declaring the word of God. It's going to have a profession. Faith celebrates God. Faith operates in thanksgiving and love. That's authentic faith. We have faith in what? The covenant. The covenant is the platform for our faith. Where do I stand for my faith to produce? It produces on the covenant. We stand because God said it, the living word of God. Faith is a tool for victory. I love to talk about faith. It just stirs up in me. Every time you begin to declare faith, teach on faith, preach on faith, it's amazing. 1 John 5:4, for whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Faith is an overcoming weapon. It is a weapon above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you will quench all the fiery darts of the enemy. You know, they didn't bring out the fiery darts until the enemy was at the gate. Then they shot those arrows dipped in oil and poison and set them on fire. They were fatal. So the army had to have the shield of faith up to quench all the fiery darts of the enemy. We are the army of the living God. We're the mobilized army. You stand on the covenant, agreeing with the covenant, declaring what God said. God, you said that Jesus took stripes on his back and I am the healed of the Lord. Sickness, get off my body. Body, get regulated. Blood pressure, get normal. Diabetes. Now, there's some things in the natural you probably need to do. Be obedient. Listen to the instruction. The anointing is in the instruction. God will give you an instruction. We'll follow it. Obey that. Locate where we need to stand for our faith to produce. It is the word of God. God is willing, he is able, and he is ready. He is able, willing, and ready to make us the overcomer that we desire to be. I believe God expects us to live an overcoming life. We don't have to succumb to sin. We don't have to wallow in the hog pen. We're not a hog anymore. We're a sheep. God is willing, able, and ready to heal our body. He already paid for it. He is willing, able, and ready to make us victorious in every battle. We just got to hear God. What's the instruction for the battle? What's the strategy for this battle? God may tell you to fast. God may tell you to hunker down, stay in your house, go on a 21-day fast. I don't know what the Lord will tell you to do, but let's get the instruction of the Lord. You're not, fasting doesn't change God. Fasting changes you. To grant you the breakthroughs we desire. God, you're willing, you're ready, and you're able to grant me the breakthrough. God may tell you to sell something. God may tell you to buy something. God knows how to make you rich. God's not against you being rich. God's against money having you. He doesn't care if you have all the money, all the stockpiles of silver in your front yard. He just doesn't want money to rule you. Matthew 8:1-3, when he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou can make me clean. Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will. We need to declare that, Lord, you will. Be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was clean. 3 John 2, beloved, I wish above all things you may be in prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. Glory to God. Faith is alive. Have a great day. Let's live it in faith. I call you blessed.
Thank you for joining us for Freedom on Purpose with Minister Betty Jones. Tune in again next time for more on the power of deliverance. To find out more about this ministry, visit dirministry.com. That's dirministry.com.